Welcome to A Radiantly Healthy Life, the podcast where we explore natural health and wellness just for women. Here, we'll dive into a mix of mindfulness, homeopathy, herbal remedies, functional medicine, and those tried and true traditional methods. I'm Amy Whitbeck, your host and fellow traveler on this journey toward better health. As a natural health coach, I'm excited to share insights and tips I've learned not only through personal experience, but also from the amazing women I coach. So grab your favorite cup of tea or cozy drink and let's chat as we walk this path to radiant health and happiness. Hi, and welcome to a Radiantly Healthy Life podcast. I'm Amy, and today we're going to be talking about 17 foods to eliminate if you have fatigue. So if that's you, if you suffer from fatigue for any reason, let's jump into it. Do you suffer from fatigue and find yourself trying to make sense of which foods to eat and which to stay away from? I know the challenge of wading through the maze of what is healthy and what is not all too well. I was in the same situation not too long ago. Let me see if I can lend a hand. First, I want to say good for you for doing some digging. Keep at it. Research is going to be the number one thing that's going to help you find the answers you seek to your health issues. Next, no matter what the exact cause of your fatigue, because there can be a number of causes, the foods you eat every day have a huge effect on how you feel. When I felt fatigued every day, I had no idea that foods were partly to blame. I knew that I needed to eat healthy foods because almost everyone knows that, right? And I thought I was. It turns out some of the healthy foods I was eating were not so healthy for me personally. Maybe you're experiencing the same thing. If you feel like this is you, let's go over these 17 foods that you may need to remove from your diet. So many people know someone who has a food allergy. And for those people, foods definitely have an effect on their health. Offending foods can cause anything from digestive upset to anaphylactic shock. But even if you don't have a severe allergy, you may still want to consider making a change in what you eat. Even foods considered to be healthy can cause issues for some people because of undiagnosed food intolerances, poor digestion, or leaky gut. It's also possible that the food you have been told is healthy, it really isn't. If you have fatigue or any other health issue, it's essential to feed your body the foods that it needs in order to nourish, heal, and repair. This seems like an easy task to accomplish, but sometimes it's not. We're told through commercials, advertisements, and even healthcare professionals what makes up healthy food choices. But really, much of what we're told is wrong. It's actually just flat out wrong. The information and advice that we're typically given can cause inflammation, leaky gut, yeast overgrowth, fatigue, and a number of health conditions. Why? Because many of these foods are devoid of nutrients. They're also high in sugar, ultra-processed, full of artificial colors and sweeteners, and loaded with chemicals. So let's get to those foods to avoid. Since we're examining the topic of fatigue and the role that diet plays, it just seems fitting to give a list of foods that you may want to consider. In the number one spot is fast food. Okay, so most people know that fast food burgers and fries aren't healthy, even if they do taste good sometimes. But what about a salad and a yogurt parfait? Sorry, still not healthy. These items contain poor quality meats and dairy, bad fats, unexplained natural flavors, and a lot of sugar, all of which can contribute to gut problems, blood sugar issues, and inflammation. So here's what you could eat instead. If you're on the go and need a snack or meal, the best option is to bring a cooler with food. The second best is to stop at a grocery store and buy foods like fruit, veggies, nuts, or meats and cheeses. Organic is best, but do the best that you can. Some grocery stores even have salad bars that would be a good option in a pinch. Number two on our list is refined carbohydrate. What is a refined carbohydrate, you ask? Well, bread, pasta, cereals, donuts, you get the idea. You may be wondering why these are on the naughty list. After all, the USDA tells us that about a quarter of our plate should be grains. But these foods are quite processed. They can contain high levels of gluten, which is really hard on the gut, and are typically not properly prepared. So when processed and refined carbs are eaten, they can spike blood sugar levels, much like a candy bar. The body turns refined carbs into glucose, which causes blood sugar levels to rise. You may hear some that say good carbs, like whole grain products are better, and that's not really true either. Processed is processed. So what could you eat instead? Opt for non-processed carbohydrates. Sweet potatoes, squash, zucchini noodles, apples, berries, and the occasional banana are all fantastic carbohydrates. Number three on our list is sugar. Oh, sugar, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Yep, I don't like to admit it, but I do love sugar. Not so much in junk food or candy. I mean, I do love chocolate though, but in other foods. I like ketchup, dried fruit, those healthy green juices at the store, and I could go on. The problem with sugar is that it feeds bad bacteria in the gut and can throw off the balance, causing the bad bacteria to overtake the good. It also increases your blood sugar, increasing triglycerides, causing weight gain, and negatively affects teeth. And it's in everything. What to eat instead? Try making your own dried fruit, healthy juices, or baked goods. For baking, small amounts of honey, maple syrup, or coconut sugar are great options. Also, once you start eating less sugar, you can typically cut the amount in a recipe and it will still taste good. Or when you get a sweet tooth, opt for a piece of fruit or a few berries. Number four is alcohol. Alcohol is definitely one to remove from the diet if you're dealing with fatigue or anxiety, panic, depression. Even though a nice cold beer or a delicious mixed drink tastes great on a hot summer day, the alcohol can wreak havoc on a struggling body. Alcohol can cause problems with the liver, blood sugar, bones, heart, and almost every other part of the body. And if the drink is mixed, it's very likely full of sugar. So what could you drink instead? If you love relaxing with a drink after work or enjoying a night out with friends, you could always try getting together and making your own drinks. At least that way you can cut down on the amount of sugar in the mixed drinks. You could use fruit-infused water and add to your alcohol, or you could have just the fruit water or another drink and just enjoy the good company. Number five is poor quality and processed meats. Who doesn't love a good hot dog or hamburger? I know I do, especially in the summer. But these processed meats can cause inflammation, are often low quality, have preservatives, excess sodium, and may contain nitrates. And just an FYI, nitrates have been linked to certain cancers. I don't know about you, but I don't love hot dogs or hamburgers enough to ingest all of that stuff. So here's what you could eat instead. Find reputable sources for your meat. Your local organic farmer is a great place to start. If you do a little research, I'm positive you'll be able to find high quality meats that have been fed and cared for properly and that don't have preservatives or nitrates. If you're looking for local food sources, a great place to start is your local farmer's market, or you can look on the local harvest website, and I'll put the link in the description. Number six on our list is margarine. Margarine is not a food, it's a food-like substance. It's made to resemble butter, but it's nothing like it. This butter imposter is often made with low quality oil and contains trans fats. These trans fats can raise cholesterol and stress the liver. So what can you eat instead? Butter. Real, organic, grass-fed butter. You could also opt for a healthy oil like coconut, olive, or avocado oil for cooking, and those are all fantastic. Number seven on the list is vegetable oils. And we already talked a little about vegetable oils because we had just gone over margarine, but vegetable oils themselves are not healthy. These oils are often used for cooking, frying, and greasing pans. And I've heard that vegetable oils can be used for squeaky door hinges. You name it, apparently vegetable oil can do it. That doesn't mean that we should really be eating it though. Vegetable oils are highly refined, often from GMO crops, and oxidized when heated, causing trans fats. Trans fats are not good for the arteries, cholesterol, or your body in general. So here's what you can use instead. Coconut oil and avocado oil are great for frying. Olive oil is beneficial when used at lower heat or in salads or cold dishes. So number eight on the list is GMOs, or genetically modified organisms. GMOs are plants or animals that have had their DNA altered or modified. These modifications end up making products that are not known to nature. Since safety is unknown, it's a good idea to stay away from anything that's considered genetically modified. In fact, many countries requiring the label of GMO foods or have outright banned them altogether due to safety concerns. Sadly, here in the US, that's not the case. So what could you eat instead? GMOs are in almost every prepackaged and prepared food. To limit exposure, you could consider buying organic products and getting food from a reputable source, and also ditch the boxed and prepackaged items when you can. Number nine is dairy. I know milk does a body good, right? Not so much. Dairy from conventional farms is often ultra-processed from cows that have cramped living conditions and are fed foods that are not appropriate. The processing removes any and all good bacteria, along with any bad, and synthetic vitamins are often added. Not to mention, some dairy products like flavored yogurt are extremely high in sugar and contain food colors and artificial sweeteners, all of which are inflammation-inducing substances. So here's what you could try instead. Be sure to look for a reputable source and products, like your local farmer, and you could also consider making your own butter, cheese, and yogurt. It's actually not that hard, and it's kind of fun. If that's not an option for you, look for organic grass-fed products at your local grocery store. Number 10 is large fish. If you're a fan of fish, you might want to think about ditching tuna and sticking to something smaller. The problem with fish is that the larger fish are more likely to have higher levels of mercury. Mercury is not something you want to add to your diet. It's known to be one of the most toxic substances and can move through cells in any organ or tissue. What to eat instead? Fish like salmon, trout, or whitefish are generally smaller and have lower levels of contaminants. These would make good substitution for larger varieties. Number 11, caffeine. Caffeine can be a hard one for some to give up. I remember giving it up, and even though I wanted to, it still wasn't easy. Caffeine in small amounts from healthy sources like organic coffee is probably fine for healthy folks, but for those of us who struggle, it's probably causing more problems than it's worth. Caffeine is most often found in coffee, energy drinks, and soda, or pop, as we say in Michigan. Energy drinks and soda are usually loaded with sugar, artificial colors, and other sweeteners. Coffee is typically chemically processed. All of these chemicals in the drinks that I just mentioned, along with the caffeine, can take a real toll on your body. So what could you drink instead? Kicking the caffeine habit isn't easy, but if you stick with it, you'll find a healthier drink you like just as much. Water is always a great option. You can add lemon or a little apple cider vinegar for flavor. If that doesn't do it for you, what about organic tea? You could drink it cold or hot. For an occasional drink, you could also look into sparkling water that's flavored with real fruit, and you can buy that or make it yourself. Number 12 on our list is diet drinks. Diet drinks include soda, powdered mixes, or diet energy drinks. These are kind of like margarine. They're beverages, but they're devoid of any nutritional value. Diet drinks are often loaded with artificial colors, sweeteners, and contain a mix of chemicals that really shouldn't be ingested. These drinks have been linked to cancer, kidney damage, obesity, and can cause bones to become weak. What to drink instead? My suggestions would be the same as above: water, tea, and occasionally sparkling water with fruit, anything like that. Number 13, protein or granola bars. Protein bars or granola bars are often seen as healthy, but really they often contain a large amount of sugar, GMOs, and processed oils. These ingredients can cause inflammation, blood sugar spikes, and other health issues that I've mentioned previously. So what could you eat instead of those? If you love the portability and convenience of these little bars, you could always make your own. That way you can control the ingredients and the sugar content. If that's not an option, consider snacks like organic meat sticks or jerky, fruit, veggies, or cheese from healthy sources. Number 14 is fruit juice. Fruit juice is often thought of as a serving of fruit, but consider this. Many juices available in the store have little fruit juice, extra sugar, and added colors or flavors. Even if the juice is from 100% fruit, it's still missing the fiber, and it's just the juice. Did you know that a glass of orange juice has the same amount of sugar as a can of soda? So what could you drink instead? Well, there's always water. It really is one of the best things for the body. It's nice, refreshing, and filtered, and it's just what the body needs. But you could also do flavored waters. You could try a little coconut water every day. You could include herbal teas. There are many options, but fruit juice really isn't going to add to health, so it's probably a good one to consider replacing. Number 15, canned soup. I can't tell you how many cans of soup I've eaten in my life. It's relatively cheap, easy, and really quick. And I wish I knew then what I know now. Cans of soup may claim to be healthy, but they're usually far from it. First, they're packaged in cans that are lined with BPA. Also, they're typically full of sugar, salt, GMO ingredients, and poor quality bits of meat. So what can you eat instead? Homemade soup is a perfect option. Throw a few ingredients into a crock pot or an instant pot, along with some gut-healing bone broth, and with a little effort, you'll have a meal, or a few meals, that's healthy and nourishing. On to number 16. And here we're going to talk about soy milk. People drink soy milk for different reasons, but if you choose it because you feel it's better than cow's milk, you might want to reconsider. Soy milk is typically loaded with sugar, can be made with GMO soybeans, it has natural flavors, which are not usually natural, and other additives. Soy is also known to cause or contribute to hormonal issues because it's considered by many to be an endocrine disruptor. So what can you drink instead? Sorry, I know I've said it way too many times, but the best thing to do is drink water. You could try teas. You could try adrenal tonic or adrenal cocktails, anything like that. That doesn't really help if you're looking for a milk product or substitute, though. If milk or an acceptable substitute is needed, try a local farm, an organic option from a reputable company, or you could even try making your own. A lot of people make their own almond milk or oat milk, and it's really, really not that hard. It takes just a few minutes. Number 17 on our list is anything low fat. If something says fat-free or low fat, run away. Seriously, put it back on the shelf. It is total junk. These foods, and I use that word loosely, are nothing more than a chemical cocktail of additives, preservatives, sugar, and who knows what else. So what you can eat instead is full fat or at least a less processed version. If it's milk, yogurt, or cheese, choose the organic, grass-fed, full-fat, whole milk product. If it's snacks or convenience foods, choose a whole food snack like fruit, veggies, a hard-boiled egg, or jerky. Now here we're going to get into other sneaky food ingredients to avoid. In addition to the foods that have already been listed, there are a few ingredients that you might want to eliminate to help increase your health. These products have been found to cause liver problems, disrupt the connection between the gut and brain, cause neurological problems, increase insulin and blood pressure, and more. These ingredients will not help your health in any way, but may very likely cause health issues if eaten regularly. So a few of these ingredients and additives are high fructose corn syrup. Sometimes this is listed as corn syrup, maize syrup, isolated fructose or glucose syrup, or fructose syrup. Monosodium glutamate. It's also known as MSG. Often listed as glutamic acid, autolyzed yeast, yeast extract, hydrolyzed protein, or whey protein. Artificial sweeteners. They're also known as sucralose, saccharin, aspartame, sorbitol, erythritol, or phenylalanine. Artificial colors. You'll often see FD&C blue, green, red, and or yellow. It may seem challenging at first to eliminate these food and ingredients. After all, they can be found in so many products in the grocery store. Please keep in mind, though, change doesn't happen overnight, and health really is a journey. Small steps really do add up. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, just pick one item to change and one new recipe each week. Before you know it, you'll have a pantry full of healthy foods and a recipe box or Pinterest board full of easy, healthy, and delicious recipes. Well, that's all for today. I hope I've given you a little more information about how simple diet change could lessen fatigue, increase energy, and benefit overall health. If you'd like more information, feel free to look into the episode's description or hop on over to my blog. And as always, please feel free to email me or tag me on social media. Okay, I'll see you next time. Have a great day. Thanks for listening today. Are you interested in diving deeper? Head over to aradiantlyhealthylife.com and be sure to sign up for my email list so you can stay up to date on what's new and gain access to exclusive tips, insights, and resources available only to my community. While you're there, feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And if you like this episode, consider sharing it with a friend. Every share helps us reach more people and spread the message of health and wellness. I'll be back next week. But in the meantime, remember, small steps really do make a big difference. See you next time.